Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Parkmanship Podcast. I'm Ryan, and I'm with my co-host, Andrew. Andrew, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you today, Ryan?
Doing okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. And today we're going to jump into our news story of the week. Yep. Ryan, I think I want to go first because mine's kind of goofy.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So in Maryland at Assateague Island National Seashore, the beach is currently closed due to unexploded military ordnance. It's closed to the public, but I guess lifeguards are still allowed it in the area. Multiple pieces of military munitions. During the 1940s, the U.S. Navy used this part of the island to test rockets and bombs. In the 50s, it was done clean up, but it looks like they may have missed a couple things. So,
yikes.
They're just metal fragments, but they may contain residue of explosives or propellant. So, it's considered dangerous. So, no beach. Yeah, I don't think I want to go to the beach and get blown up. That sounds like a bad time.
We do, however, have to get you to Assateague Island. I've been there a few times, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
That whole Delmarva Peninsula area is just really nice. So
that's where the wild horses are?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, okay. Assateague.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have to get you there once.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ryan, what's your story? Because mine's kind of goofy, so.
Yeah, my news story of the week is it's finally Perseid meteor shower season. This is one of the best annual meteor showers of the year. It always falls in August and late July. And because it's during the summer, it's one of the most popular meteor showers of the year, or most viewed meteor showers of the year. And because of this, many parks are holding night sky programs. For instance, Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area, which we talked a lot about the past two episodes, just had a night sky festival this past weekend. And have you ever done a night sky program in one of the national parks?
We were trying to do the glacier one, remember?
No, we just tried. Wait, was there one in
glacier? Yeah, but they canceled it due to the fire.
Yeah,
it was on our itinerary, but global warming had other plans.
Yeah, but the only one I've been to, and I've been to it multiple times, is the one in Acadia National Park, and that's a pretty great one. You get a pretty clear sky. You can see a little bit of the Milky Way. Not picture perfect clear, but you can definitely see it. And they run this program multiple times per week. I believe it's Monday, Thursday, and Friday. And it's at Sand Beach, if weather permits. So if you're ever in the down east Maine area, go check this out. And if you're looking for a Connecticut park to see the Perseid meteor shower, I would recommend the Appalachian National Scenic Trail. It may take a bit of a hike, so maybe go in a group because you'll be hiking in the dark. But definitely go to Bear Mountain or Cats Rocks if you want to check out the Perseid meteor showers at the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of night hiking.
I am.
I know you are.
We should all right.
No, let's get into our story and avoid the fact that I don't want a night hike.
Okay.
Ryan, what are we talking about this week on the podcast?
So this episode is centered around the New York City Harbor Parks, which there are 11 national park sites in what's considered the New York Harbor region, which is New York City and the surrounding area. And we have been to 7 of these 11 parks, or I've been to all 11. You've been to 7. So we're just going to talk about the 7 that we've both been to. And let's just go in alphabetical order. And the first one up is Castle Clinton National Monument.
I like that one.
Yeah. Now, Castle Clinton is located in the Battery of Manhattan, which is the tip, the bottom tip of the island. It was originally a fort designed for the War of 1812, one of the forgotten wars, I think, of American history. But it has served numerous purposes since it was used as a fort. For instance, it's been used as a concert hall and even an aquarium. But now its main purpose is as the ticketing area for the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island. So Yeah. How many times have you been there, Andrew?
To get to the Statue of Liberty, I think I've been through Castle Clinton's two or three times. Because I went with Boy Scouts when I was smaller, and then I went again with Boy Scouts when I was in middle school. Maybe Weeblos, I don't remember the name for them. But Castle Clinton's interesting because it's like New York City's such a, it's the Battery's, is that, that's where Wall Street is, correct me if I'm wrong, right?
Not exactly. It's very close by. It's only a box up. It's a walking distance.
There's so many brand new high rises and stuff in the area, and then there's just this fort that just kind of sits at the end of the Battery. It just seems kind of out of place, but it's really cool. Always busy.
If you played the Spider-Man video games, the new ones, it's actually in those video games. You can actually hang out in Castle Clinton. If you ever play the Spider-Man games, go to the bottom of Manhattan, and that is what Castle Clinton looks like. I've been there at least five times. I've lost count. But one of the times we went together to go at least one time. We've probably been there more than one time together.
Definitely.
It's such an easy place to get to. I think it has great views of the Statue of Liberty and of Governor's Island and the rest of the harbor. But there's really not much more to it than that, other than, you know, some basic informative kiosks and a really packed in gift shop.
Yeah, there's not much to it. It's more of, hey, we're going to Ellis Island, Statue of Liberty, meet at Castle Clinton to get, you know, get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really much around. And then, you know, you look at Castle Clinton, you turn all the way around, and you just see the towering sky rises of modern New York. So it's definitely a drastic change in scenery. It's like that one restaurant we went to while we were there that time we visited. The tavern.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah. I didn't. Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about that. I forgot. That was like part of that trip.
It was. It's a very drastic change in scenery going from one part of the fort to the other and looking up.
Yeah. Yeah. What else is over there? Is Federal Hall and National Memorial's over there, right?
Yeah. So the next one we're going to talk about is Federal Hall National Memorial. And this is the one that's right on Wall Street. Or only a few blocks up from Castle Clinton. Now, Federal Hall National Memorial honors the first place of government for the United States federal government before it moved to Philadelphia and then finally its current place in Washington, D.C. This also serves as the headquarters for the New York Harbor region. Andrew, how many times have you been here? Do you know?
I think I've been in it once. I've definitely walked past it multiple times.
Yeah, it's a very iconic area. It's right across the street from Wall Street, and has that famous like marble steps and the George Washington statue.
Yeah, I definitely have a great photo of me at night in front of it from when we went. It's just, again, modern New York, and then this building that is definitely out of place.
Yeah,
that's the constant theme of New York.
Exactly. I've personally been there at least seven times, I want to say. Once you go inside, it's very interesting. There's so many great artifacts in there, especially ones that are related to George Washington. I think the centerpiece is on display there is the Bible that he was sworn in on as president. So if you go in there, you can check that out. And then also the visitor center for the New York Harbor region is also pretty informative. That also has a couple other George Washington artifacts. And I think President Ulysses S. Grant artifacts, because he was a longtime resident of Manhattan as well. I was actually here just last week when I went to the Mets game with Justin. And unfortunately, case with most of the harbor parks at this point is it's only partially open. It's just the main entrance and rotunda that you can actually go and explore. They do have an exhibit up about the Bill of Rights in there currently, but the rest is closed down still, which is unfortunate.
I think we went to Castle Clinton and Federal Hall with Justin because we went to Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island with him.
We definitely went to Castle Clinton. I forget if we went to Federal Hall with him.
I think we went to that restaurant too.
We did. That was the time.
I think that's all one trip.
It was. We'll get to that.
I'm saying we're gonna get to the restaurant, but like, no, I'm pretty sure the Federal Hall, Castle Clinton, was the last time I was there at those parks. But I feel like Federal Hall was closed then too.
Interesting.
I think it was under renovation.
It's closed on weekends because it's on Wall Street.
Yeah.
That definitely makes sense now. We were definitely there on a weekend.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was closed down.
Yeah, I think those are the two parks I remember there. I do remember the next nearest one was, we'll get to it, but anyway.
Yeah. So next one in alphabetical order, which is Gateway National Recreation Area. So Gateway, there's many different districts. There's one in Queens, there's one on Staten Island, and there's one in Northern New Jersey. And this is a park that honors the nature and history of New York Harbor. For instance, the Jamaica Bay Unit, which is in Queens, is a great place to go birdwatching. And, you know, other parts of the park honor the region's history with airplanes. I have been here to Gateway National Recreation Area twice. And the first time I went was with you.
Yeah, I remember. Because we went at some point, and I remember the path we wanted to hike was closed off because the bridge over the Bay Area was in the water.
Actually, there was no bridge. That was from Hurricane Sandy, just completely decimated that landscape. So it actually breached the land and not the bridge.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Yeah, it was just water and no lands. But yeah. You did see some great birds there, I remember.
Yeah, we saw an osprey. We saw a horseshoe crab. That was cool.
Oh, I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, but I went there earlier this spring for the second time. Both times I went was mainly to the Jamaica Bay Unit, which, yeah, has the nice walks you can go around through ponds. And that area has great view of the New York skyline, too.
Yep. I do think my favorite part of that park was the airplane exhibit we went to. Not getting lost on the airstrip, but that wasn't fun. But getting, you know, going to see the planes was pretty cool.
Also, not fun was watching those
bugs
trying to go. No, we'll get to that. But the people trying to go high speed on the runway, the old runway, and almost killing themselves running into other people.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah,
that was scary.
Yeah, and later we got to the bugs there that was on the shore that was attacking us.
That was nearby. We were trying to do a hike somewhere near the campground because they have a campground there. And all we did was walk out of the car, and I just got eaten alive by some, like, nasty flies. Like, it was worse than mosquitoes. They just, like, bit me hard.
Yeah, they were relentless. I remember that beach we stepped on was, like, tarry. You remember that? It was, like...
Oh, yeah. I think it was, like, the Jacob Riis beach.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, this was this is still the Queens area of Gateway National Recreation Area. But as I was saying, Jamaica Bay is the best part of it.
I'm going to throw it out there. I would not swim in the New York Harbor or any of the waters going near New York.
Oh, neither would I.
No, I think that I would somehow mutate because it's probably full of toxic sludge. But, you know, don't want to turn into a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I was actually reading Sierra Club's magazine. And they were having a debate about whether it was better to get rid of the sludge at the bottom of some of these bodies of water in the New York area, or just let it stay there because mussels have adapted to just attaching themselves to the sludge. And if they got rid of the sludge, there would be the mussels. Like, oh my God, such an unfortunate situation.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think I want to touch that argument. The mussels sound pretty gross because they're living in sludge, but the sludge is gross because it's sludge.
Yeah.
It's a lose-lose situation there.
Yeah, and then the one last thing I want to mention is that the Queens area of Gateway is right next to JFK Airport. I think I've mentioned this on previous podcast too. If you're ever taking off from JFK, most of the time you can actually see Gateway while you're taking off from the window.
Didn't we go to the beach there? But not at the Gross Beach, but the other beach across from the airplanes?
Did we?
I think so.
Okay.
We got, remember, I remember
just one beach.
I remember distinctively we went there for the beach at one point because we got, it was some road, but every other street was a left turn and it was one ways and it was a pain in the ass. I think it was the New Jersey side.
We never went to the New Jersey side. We stayed in,
there's a
lot of areas of this park in Queens. So we kind of just jumped around on Queens.
I don't remember then. Also, I'm going to throw it out there. The New Jersey side's probably not great because New Jersey's the armpit of America.
Yeah, that northern area of New Jersey smells really bad.
Yeah, every time we do a road trip, I wake up immediately at the Jersey border because I know we're in Jersey because it smells like garbage every time without fail.
Southern New Jersey is not that bad. It's mainly northern New Jersey that's awful.
Yeah, yeah. New Jersey's probably my least favorite state.
I have to think about it, but it might be mine. But I have to think.
Yeah,
about
it. There's nothing good out of Jersey. Anyway, so instead of ripping on Jersey, let's hop over to our next park.
So alphabetically, next is St. Paul's Church National Historic Site, and this honors a 17th century church that ended up being a hospital during the American Revolution. And then I have to say, this is obviously your favorite park in the New York Harbor region, Andrew.
I really hate this.
Why don't you go?
I despise this park. It's not even like it's a cool building and everything, but it's just in the weirdest neighborhood. And the attendant at the time, I don't know if they still work there, I apologize in advance, was really odd.
Okay, well, I'm going to defend this park.
I am.
I actually really enjoy this park. It covers a lot of history. Like, it's mainly, you know, an American Revolution era site. But, for instance, our guy talked about how Sarah Delano Roosevelt, who was FDR's mother, was a frequent patron of this church. And the visitor center itself, which, yeah, it may have been a bit run down. It's not an impressive amount of artifacts.
Mm-mm.
It did. And I thought it was really interesting that one artifact was actually donated by a resident of New Fairfield, which is my hometown. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then you're making fun of the guide, but I thought he was...
No, he did a good job. It just was like, it felt like it just... It was just a weird tour because we were the only people there, I think, for a while.
For the whole tour, and which I thought was unique because it felt like a personal tour for us, which I thought was a cool experience.
Yeah, I don't know. That part it just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Okay. I enjoyed my time there.
All right, let's talk about what we did after there, which I enjoyed even more, which was... City Field.
Yeah, so after both our visits to St. Paul's Church and Gateway National Recreation Area, which was two different occasions, we went to City Field afterwards to catch a Mets game.
As tradition, when we go to the city, usually it's for a Mets game.
Yeah, so Andrew, do you have any favorite foods at City Field? Because City Field's pretty famous in Major League Baseball for its food options.
Yeah, so like... I remember we went there that time and edible cookie dough was like the rage. It was gross. was gross.
It was.
I'd rather just eat cookie dough from a jar from the grocery store. 100% better. Anyway, no, I love the Nathan stands there. It's just kind of like I love Nathan's. I like Shake Shack. My favorite dessert to get is what I had recently was the ice cream sandwich, but instead of cookies or like typical, like, you know, sandwich sides, it had waffles dipped in chocolate with maple syrup drizzled on it. And that was really good.
Yeah, that was decent.
But, yeah, No, Citi Field's got a lot of good food options, honestly.
Yeah.
Like there's a variety, and you find new stuff every time you go. They even have an Instagram account, but I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
Amazing Eats or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, so my favorite food at Citi Field has changed throughout the years. Like it began with I love the pulled pork sandwich at Blue Smoke. Unfortunately, that's now gone. I thought for a long time the best deal was the burrito bowl in the Promenade Club. Yeah, once again, now gone. And that was actually replaced by that damn cookie dough bites. Awful, awful, terrible.
Yeah, cookie dough place sucks.
After that, I absolutely love the Elote Corn at the Mexican Stand in center field. And if you're sensing a pattern here, that is once again now gone. So.
Yeah. Well, you love the sausage and peppers now, right?
Yeah, I got into the sausage and peppers. Like, I move on to the next thing. Things change there so much.
So that was at the same stand that I got my fries at last time. So please don't make it go away.
No. It wasn't at the same stand. It's in the same club.
Oh yeah. No, I think the best meal we had was that day game we went to where we got to sit in the club and eat.
Yeah, that is also now gone.
Damn, endless breakfast was great.
Because you're right. Okay, so let's quickly get through this field, part of the podcast because we're not really a
A base.
podcast. But let's get to one more thing, and that is the fry review of the week.
Right.
Do
I'm
Andrew.
gonna do it at I guess Citi Field here.
No. I'm choosing Andrew.
Oh.
How are the fries at Shake Shack, the New York City institution?
It they're good. They're but recently they've gone a little bit downhill. I think that might be in part of to our local Shake Shack that recently opened that's actual garbage. But I really Shake Shack fries at Citi Field is, you know, a classic. You get a shake, the Mets shake, which they change every so often, and this year's one wasn't that great.
This year's is awful.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, I love their fries. I'd probably give them a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
But my problem with currently is they've gone from quality to quantity, and that's never a good change for, you know, any business. You want quality over quantity.
Okay.
Yeah. All
I think,
right.
actually, better question. Carrying on from the last couple episodes, which do you prefer, Shake Shack or In-N-Out?
Ooh. I love my crinkle cut fries. So I gotta go with Shake Shack. In-N-Out's right behind it, but like for top tier fast food fries, definitely Shake Shack. Not our local Shake Shack. Our local Shake Shack's kind of garbage, but yeah, it's not good. The service is terrible, and somehow they were out of custard for shakes, so they were just Shack for a little bit. They had no shakes.
Interesting.
Yeah. All
All right,
right.
get back on track.
Yeah.
Back to the national parks.
A lot of ranting this episode.
Yeah, so the next park we're covering is probably the most iconic park of the region, and that is Statue of Liberty National Monument. And this preserves the famous statue in New York Harbor, as well as Ellis Island, which was a major immigration center.
Gateway to America.
Yes.
Just a quick trivia question here. Do you
Okay.
know who gave us the Statue of Liberty?
The French.
Do you know there's a second Statue of Liberty in France? It's like a little model of it, but not like the full size.
Please don't tell me it's in Paris.
I don't know where it is exactly. I just know he made a miniature of it. I don't remember where. Also, most of the base at that holds up the Statue of Liberty was funded by the American newspaper campaign, because the US government wouldn't pay for the base of the statue.
Yeah, that's the case with a few of the national park sites in the system,
Yeah.
where it relies heavily on citizen fundraising campaigns.
Like the Washington Monument, which if you go in the elevator, you can see all the donations of the stones.
Yeah. Also, another park we've talked about in past episodes, Shenandoah National Park.
Yep. Yep. Anyway, let's get back to the matter at hand, which is the Lady Liberty herself, the Statue of Liberty.
Yep.
It's up there for me. It's one of my favorite park sites. Not favorite national park, but park site wise. I'm not a big fan of the stairs.
Oh, I love the stairs.
I hate, they're too steep and there's so many.
You've been here more than once, right?
Yeah. Well, the first time I was there, I believe the arm just closed, and that was like a while ago now.
That's probably like pre-9/11.
Yeah, it happened. It closed in 9/11 because they were afraid someone was going to blow her arm off.
Yep.
But most people don't know there used to be an exhibit that goes into the torch, which is now closed to the public. I'm going to assume permanently, but you never know.
Yeah. I've only been here once and it was with you, and we got our tickets in advance, which you have to do if you want to go to the crown, and we walked all the way up to the crown,
I
which
forget the,
that was
you
really
know,
cool.
do you remember how many steps it is? There's an exact amount that they advertise, but I don't remember.
Like all the answers to your questions, like where is the other statue, how many steps there are, they're in that museum at the statue base that we kind
Yeah.
of briefly looked at before being like, oh, let's do the exciting part now.
Yeah, we went there with Justin, our good friend. I think that was his first time. The boat ride over was fun.
Yep.
Because it takes you there, and does it take you? I think it takes you to Ellis Island too.
Yeah, you catch another, like they have continuous ferries going around.
Yeah.
Pick one up.
Yeah. Yep.
Ellis Island.
They had food there, but I don't remember it being good.
Yeah, I think Justin got fries and I had one. I was like, yeah, that's a standard concession.
Yeah. The gift shop was kind of meh.
Yeah, it was a much more touristy gift shop
Very
than your
expensive.
typical national park gift shop.
I was not paying $20 for a pin.
I
When
think
they used.
before you started collecting pins that we went.
Yeah, I know, but I remember distinctively looking at pins and medals, and they were like double the price of when we went to a couple of the other parks.
So, question, which did you prefer, going up to the top of the Statue of Liberty or the top of the Washington Monument?
I'm going to be real honest with the lazy answer. I like the Washington Monument.
I have the same feelings, but not for the same reasons as you.
The elevator ride was so cool on the way up. You got to see all the stones.
It was pretty cool.
And then we saw the president, the White House in the Marine One land, or what is it? The helicopter. Is it Marine Force One? After.
No, we saw Donald Trump like staging onto Marine One. He did like some sort of event with the press, and we saw that from the top. And then we got down and saw Marine One fly over us.
Yeah. Oh, that was the same trip where that guy asked me to take a picture of him with the red building in the background, and quickly learned later on that was the IRS building.
Yeah.
Because he like recognized my shirt because it said NASA and he had a NASA shirt on. He's like, take picture. And I was like, that's random, but okay. And it turned out I took a picture of him with the IRS building.
Yeah. So yeah, after we were so Statue of Liberty is on Liberty Island. So after that we took the ferry to Ellis Island, where we did the museum at Ellis Island, which I thought was very architecturally memorable. I just remember some of like the corridors being like really beautiful.
For Ellis Island,
Yeah, for the museum there.
I have a really good picture that I love that I took there of a ranger standing guard at Ellis Island with the flag in the background. I have to find it. I'll post it.
That's cool.
But yeah, Ellis Island was cool.
Yeah. I expect to be more wowed by Liberty Island than Ellis Island, but I thought they were equal. They're both very interesting.
Ellis Island's cool to learn about history about, like. Where like people, some people go there to figure out where the family's from, because you can do that there.
They were charging like some decent money to do that, though.
Yeah, but it's an experience. I get it. Let's talk about that where we ate afterwards, because I've been hinting at this all episode.
So after we took the ferry ride back from Ellis Island to Castle Clinton, We tried going to the Dead Rabbit, which is one of like the best reviewed bars in the world. But unfortunately, it was like too crowded to get seats there. So we went right across the block to Francis Tavern, which was a meeting place of many patriots during the American Revolution, including George Washington. So that was cool. And just the bar itself did not disappoint.
Well, yeah, there was live music that was really good. It, again, current theme for old buildings in New York, it was tavern and then two giant skyscrapers on either side.
Yeah.
It's surreal to look at. You're like, what is this building for? And then you go inside and it's a restaurant. It was really good. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, this was so memorable that I actually remember what I ate, even though this is probably going on 5 years now. But I had like this really good like in-house red ale and then fish and chips. So yeah, that was a really good meal. And I thought it was really cool how they had different bars for different drinks. Like they had a whiskey bar, they had a beer bar, and
yep,
they were in different rooms and everything. So I thought that was pretty unique.
Yeah, it was a fun experience. I'd definitely go there again.
I would too.
All right, let's hop into our next one, which is a little up in Manhattan, I believe, to Francis Tavern.
No, this is still
is it?
Yeah, kind of downtown, but it's Stonewall Monument. This is one of the newer ones being established in 2016, and it honors the site of Stonewall Inn, where a major protest against police brutality against LGBTQ plus citizens took place. And we actually visited this within the first year of the park's establishment. Like we went to it when it was extremely new. So it was very light on infrastructure. It was actually major news that they're getting a state-of-the-art visitor center through Great American Outdoors Act funding just a couple months ago.
That's exciting. I really liked, we didn't go to the bar, but it's an iconic bar. Like
we walked up to the entrance.
Yeah, it was daytime, but like I've had friends tell me it's one of the best experiences that they had. And it's I'm not a bar person in general. I prefer sitting at a restaurant or, you know, sitting at home with takeout. But you boo yourself. But if given the chance, I would definitely visit. Just because it's an iconic bar for New York. And it's a very important site for New York, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think at the time it was still... Stonewall Inn is still privately
owned.
Yeah, the only like piece of actual park infrastructure they had at the time was that park across the street, that tiny park. So we walked through that, and it was like it was a nice walk amidst the, you know, hustle and bustle of the city.
Yeah.
So are we on to our last park on the list?
Another weird place building in between two giant skyscrapers.
Oh, very.
Theodore Roosevelt's birthplace National Historic Site. I think you'll know more about where it is, but. It's probably one of the coolest exhibits in the bar, New York area.
Yeah, so this park site is pretty self-explanatory. It preserves Theodore Roosevelt's birthplace. And yeah, as Andrew hinted at, it's in a very interesting location as it's right by Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
And it's actually on the same block as an AMC theater, which was super weird. The
Lincoln Center?
No. It was like it's like 18th Street or something like that.
Oh yeah. It's definitely a building to, you walk past, you're like, what is this doing here? And then you go inside and it's just a treasure trove of cool artifacts and like the house tour. It was one of my favorite tours we've done in the Northeast parks, I think.
Interesting. I was a little bit underwhelmed by it. I know we've mentioned the video, the visitor center video in a past podcast, which that was pretty cool. Like, definitely do that if you're doing
it.
But the tour itself didn't have many original artifacts. I was kind of disappointed by that. But they did have the small museum there that did actually have a few artifacts. Not as many as Sagamore Hill, but did have a few artifacts, and it had a bunch of his most famous quotes on display.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense that most of the artifacts for him are at Sagamore Hill, because that was his residence until he passed, I believe.
Yep.
I think he died at that house. I'm not entirely sure. But is this the house where you could, Frank, you remember that, it's like a famous photo where you see, is it FDR leaning out during a parade?
No, it's Theodore Roosevelt.
It's
his brother during Lincoln's funeral.
That's what it was. Yep. Yeah. That's where this house is.
So actually, I don't know if it's this house or not.
Yeah.
But they have that picture at this site.
Yeah.
Photo.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely an interesting site. It is literally super out of place, but I think it's the coolest house on the block.
Yeah. All right. Before we wrap up, we just want to mention one more place to go eat. So this is a place we've been to a few times whenever we want to get ice cream in the city, especially in the Midtown area. And Theodore Roosevelt birthplace is kind of close to the Midtown area. And this is Ample Hills Creamery. Andrew, what are your thoughts about Ample Hills Creamery?
Best hidden spot in New York.
Yeah, because it's in like that cafeteria like setting.
Yeah, it's like is it the Brooklyn like?
It's not Brooklyn.
It is in Midtown. It's like a Midtown like. It's like got a bunch of different places in it. I think they have multiple locations though. Yeah, now
you are correct.
So yeah.
Well, but I have not been to the Brooklyn one.
I think we looked it up that you could order ice cream for delivered if you lived in the tri-state area.
Interesting.
I remember they had a really goofy flavor that I really enjoyed, but it was like marshmallow something.
Yeah, I remember one thing I remember about this is like we went in like at some point in 2016 and they had Hillary and Trump flavored ice cream.
Oh, I do remember that.
So yeah, they have some very weird, unique, and crazy flavors.
Yeah, it's not like Ben and Jerry's weird, but it's still kind of weird.
Yeah. So yeah, check it out if you're ever in the area. Ample Hills Creamery.
Yep.
All right. So that concludes. We've gone through the seven that we've both been to. So I have a question for you, Andrew. Out of the four that you haven't been to in the New York Harbor region, and those four are African Burial Ground National Monument, General Grant National Memorial, Governor's Island National Monument, and Hamilton Grange National Historic Site, out of those four, which is the one you want to go to the most?
I think Governor's Island, because it's an island. I'm going to be real honest on that one. I do want to go to the African Burial Grounds as well, but I remember you describing the Governor's Island as a really cool park to visit.
Yeah, because it has like the National Park Service presence on there, but there's also a lot of other cool stuff.
Yeah.
Very relaxing and enjoyable place.
Yeah, in the hustle and bustle of the harbor area.
Exactly.
Hey, Ryan, I got a question for you now.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, it is Unigrid Review of the Week.
Okay.
All right, Ryan, out of the 11 parks, what is your favorite Unigrid?
Out of the 11? I think the one that comes first to mind is the Castle Clinton Unigrid, just because there's not a lot of like wayside exhibits at the park itself. Like, information is very sparse, especially now if you go there now. I've been there twice during the COVID era, and like even like the small indoor exhibits are closed down. But the Unigrid itself is like a great companion piece that explains like the wealth of history that has gone down in that era, from having like famous opera singers to having the aquarium, to having like multiple different eras military presence, to like the transition to National Park Service. So I thought that was a very well explained sense of history by the brochure.
Okay. All right. And one more follow-up. We're going to do our top three here.
Yes, our final segment of the day.
Yeah. I'm gonna just go off track for the final time. We've ranted a lot about dumb things today, like New Jersey being the worst state,
We did.
Shady Field, which we're going to at the end of the month again.
Yep. I forgot it's August already. Happy almost end of summer. Ooh.
Yeah, we're 1 month after Bobby Bonilla Day.
Thanks, Andrew.
No problem. All right. But yeah,
how about better. Almost 1 month away from our big trip to the Badlands.
Yeah, I'm off from August 31st to the 15th of September. I'm going to North Carolina, so I will be visiting some parks that you have visited earlier this year.
Yeah, we'll have to. That means we potentially have to do a podcast episode about those.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird.
Yeah,
because we visited them at different times.
It'll make for an interesting format, though.
Yeah, it will. Anyway, let's get back to our top three of the week. Three favorite parks of New York Harbor.
Yeah. You want me to go first?
I could go first.
Okay.
Number three, I'm going to go with Castle Clinton because it's the hustle and bustle that, you know, it feels like you're stepping out of New York into a different time almost because it's just so out of place.
Okay.
Number two, Theodore Roosevelt National or Theodore Roosevelt Birthplace National Historic Site. That's a mouthful. It really is. There's so many words in that one.
It's not as bad as Theodore Roosevelt Inaugural National Historic Site.
Yeah, that one's a lot worse. But anyway, I love how out of place that building is. That's what really puts it on the list for me. Okay. It's such a weird spot because you walk like half a block down and there's just Madison Square Garden.
And that park video, though.
Yeah, the park video is great. I love that. It's a long one, too, isn't it?
It's pretty standard length.
And number one, Statue of Liberty, just because it's the Statue of Liberty. It's iconic. It was fun getting there with Justin and you. It just made for a good trip.
Okay.
And Ryan, your top three?
Once again, just like last week, you're leaving out my number one on the list, but we'll get to that in a second.
That's good.
Number three is General Grant National Memorial. So we've not been to this one, so we didn't really talk about it. But this is the final resting place of Ulysses S. Grant. It's in the, I think, southern section of Harlem, New York. But it's in a beautiful location right on the water. There's this just fantastic a mausoleum. There's like a small visitor center that has some really good information. For instance, he was the one that established the first national park in Yellowstone National Park. Just a really interesting park that's, you know, kind of out of the way, but also has a lot to offer. Number two for me is Statue of Liberty National Monument. As you were saying, it's very iconic. We had a great day there. It has, you know, two great locations in Liberty Island and Ellis Island, so there's a lot to do at it.
Yeah.
So yeah, number two for me. And then number one is Federal Hall National Memorial. It's definitely the park I've visited the most out of this area. It's the, you know, epicenter of the the New York Harbor National Parks. It has a great visitor center dedicated to all the parks. And at the same time, it also has, you know, an immense amount of artifacts, such as the George Washington Bible, the stone that George Washington did the oath on, a couple other things, and always has a great rotating series of exhibits. And once again, in a popular location. So I just absolutely love Federal Hall National Memorial.
Okay. Well, Ryan. I'm Andrew.
I'm Ryan.
And this was Parkmanship.